The pregnant woman was also beautiful, but not in the same eerie way as the shade in the street. The pregnant woman looked a certain age, for instance, late 20s, and her face had been marked by experience, much of it painful. I said I was an elemental, the one who made love to your din, but that was a lie. As I think you suspected, I lied not out of hope of gain, but only, I don't know, from a kind of wishfulness, I suppose. I wanted the baby to be mine that way, too. Yours from the start. Aye, from the start, you say true. They watched the nude woman walk up the street, arms swinging, muscles of her long back flexing, hips swaying from side to side in that eternal, breathless clock of motion. She left no tracks on the Ogun. I told you that the creatures of the invisible world were left behind when the prim receded. Most died, as fishes and sea animals will, when cast up on a beach and left to strangle in the alien air. But there are always some who adapt, and I was one of those unfortunates. I wandered far and wide, and whenever I found men in the wastes, I took on the form you see. Like a model on a runway, one who has forgotten to actually put on the latest Paris fashion she's supposed to be displaying, the woman in the street pivoted on the balls of her feet, buttocks tensing with lovely, silken ease, creating momentary crescent-shaped hollows. She began to walk back, the eyes just below the straight cut of her bangs, fixed on some distant horizon, her hair swinging beside ears that were without other ornament. "When I found someone with a prick, I fucked him," Mia said. "That much I had in common with the demon elemental who first tried to have congress with your so, and then did have congress with your din. And that also accounts for my lie, I suppose. And I found your din passing fair." The tiniest bit of greed roughened her voice as she said this. The Detta in Susanna found it sexy. The Detta in Susanna bared her lips in a grin of gruesome understanding. "I fucked them, and if they couldn't break free, I fucked them to death. Matter of fact, after the Grand Coulee, we went to Yosemite. Would you tell your din something for me, Susanna, if you see him again? Aye, if you like. Once he knew a man, a bad man, named Amos de Pape, brother of the Roy de Pape, who ran with Eldred, Jonas, and Magus. Your din believes Amos de Pape was stung to death by a snake, and in a way he was. But the snake was me." Susanna said nothing. "I didn't fuck them for sex. I didn't fuck them to kill them, although I didn't care when they died, and their pricks finally wilted out of me like melting icicles. In truth, I didn't know why I was fucking them until I came here to Fedic. In those early days, there were still men and women here. The Red Death hadn't come, do you ken? The crack in the earth beyond town was there, but the bridge over it still stood strong and true. Those folk were stubborn, trying not to let go, even when the rumors that Castle Discordia was haunted began. The trains still came, although on no regular schedule." "The children?" Susanna asked. "The twins?" She paused. "The wolves?" "Nay, all of that was 2 dozen centuries later, or more. But hear me now, there was one couple in Fedic who had a baby. You've no idea, Susanna of New York, how rare and wonderful that was in those days when most folk were as sterile as the elementals themselves, and those who weren't, more often than not, produced either slow mutants or monsters so terrible they were killed by their parents if they took more than a single breath. Most of them didn't. But this baby." She clasped her hands, her eyes shone. "It was round and pink and unblemished by so much as a port wine stain. Perfect. And I knew after a single look what I'd been made for. I wasn't fucking for the sex of it, or because in coitus I was almost mortal, or because it brought death to most of my partners, but to have a baby like theirs, like their Michael." She lowered her head slightly and said, "I would have taken him, you know. Would have gone to the man, fucked him until he was crazy, then whispered in his ear that he should kill his Molly. And when she'd gone to the clearing at the end of the path, I would have fucked him dead, and the baby, that beautiful little pink baby, would have been mine. Do you see?" "Yes," Susanna said. She felt faintly sick.